Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine White Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2 Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's 2 Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook group. Search 2 Cents, 9 Cents in your Facebook search bar. Join that community. We'd love to have you. What's been going on, bro?
Nothing, man. Been trying to get into this Eminem album, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Also, we had a little bit of a snow flurry, storm, whatever you want to call it.
It was like 3 inches. It wasn't shit.
Wasn't that bad, but we did push back our recording schedule. So we are recording this on Monday, January 20th, I think it is.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the observed holiday. We're going to get into the sports stuff that happened yesterday with the football. We'll get into the UFC fight, Conor McGregor making his return to the octagon.
You watched it?
I did watch it.
Oh.
You
wasted your time.
Hey, man.
Unless you watched, like, the whole card, then you might have seen something good.
Nah, I ain't watching the whole card.
Okay.
The alert came up on my phone that the shit was coming on. And yeah. I was like, I would just go ahead on, because, you know, it's off the buff streams.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put it up for the buff streams, and it was like, yo, you know, we had, what? We'll talk about it, though.
All right.
But, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We might have Jason calling in. To talk about football and his 49ers and things. As a matter of fact, we'll start with the UFC thing because we're going to wait on him to call in. All
right.
So, with the UFC, I didn't watch the whole card because
I didn't watch any of it.
There. I didn't watch the whole card. I was chilling out. What was that? What was the hell I was out doing? Oh, I was playing the fucking Supercard thing on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I was playing WWE Supercard. And as a matter of fact, I was watching NXT.
Okay.
So, I was watching NXT playing the Supercard, and then the alert come up on my phone, like, you know, McGregor fight starting soon. I was like, all right, I'm finished with the NXT, because...
Yeah, I got the alert, too. I just, yeah. I'm just like, I'm not even wasting my time.
Bianca Belair had just tossed, who the hell did she toss? Io. Yeah. She had just tossed Io Shirai, and I was like, all right, cool, this is over. You know, because she's going on to face Rhea Ripley for the championship in a couple weeks at the TakeOver. So I'm like, all right, cool, we good. So I put the thing on, and it's at the tail end of the Holly Holm match. Holly Holm just got the victory.
Oh, she actually won the match.
Yeah, she won the match. She on her little redemption tour, trying to get herself back. Show she a championship form.
I don't know why, because Nunez is going to put you out again if you step to her.
Hey, man.
Nunez putting everybody.
Word up. So then they, you know, they go to the Conor McGregor joint. You know, they got to get a hype package, the previews. Him and Donald, what's the guy's name? Donald Cerrone?
I don't know. I just know it's Cowboy.
Yeah. Him and Cowboy, they going at it. Now, Cowboy, he's like he's got the most fights in UFC history or some shit like that. Dude's like 36, 13, and 1 or some shit. So I'm like, okay.
Conor, he's lost like his last 2 or 3.
Yeah, he has lost his last with Conor, and it's the last 3. So he's lost his last 2 or 3, but he's, you know, decorated. They made a lot of pomp and circumstance about the fact that this is, you know, he's the all-time leader in wins and in bouts had. So, I'm like, okay, you know, this guy's experienced. Conor go in there against an experienced guy. They hyping his joint up, man. I'm talking 20, 30 minutes.
They only put him in there to get knocked out by Conor. That's it. That's why he was there, to get Conor a dub.
I'm guessing that's why he was there. But, so, they did like 30 minutes of hype. You know, they had the entrances.
Shit, the entrances was longer than the match.
Now, again, the alert came on your phone at like 11 o'clock, starting soon. The fucking match ain't starting till 12. Luckily, motherfuckers ain't had nothing to do in the morning. Connor knew we had nothing to do with the boy, but he was like, just to be considerate, you guys got something to do because I got to go party.
Yeah, fuck all that.
They was in Vegas too. Mm-hmm. So it was, what, a 3 hours time difference for them. So it was like 9 o'clock for them.
He probably called up Floyd like, yo, let me come to the penthouse suite.
Yeah. He did something before he was coming down to the ring, because when he was coming down to the ring, he was thinking to himself, this ain't fitting to go too long because I got to go party.
Yeah, he called up Floyd because Floyd lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
Got his own floor. Told him like, yo, let's get together, have some drinks. I'll bring my whatever he drink. You know, because he got his own liquor. Yeah, he got his liquor. Own
whiskey.
Yeah. It's like, I'll bring that up. We going to talk about this fight to get another $100 million.
Yeah. So, he comes out. And he comes out with one of those Superman punches. But, you know, Donald ducks the joint. Cowboy ducks the joint. Donald ducks. Yo, I'm spitting bars. It's bars. So, Cowboy ducks it, right? And they get into a clinch. Now, in the clinch, Connor takes his left shoulder and he moves it down and he brings it back up hard. He did it one time and you can see Cowboy get like rocked a little bit.
With a shoulder?
With a shoulder. And then he did it again. He brought it down and then jumped up. And caught him right under the nose. I think he broke that nigga nose when he did that shit. Because his shit was bleeding. At this point, you know you're done. Like,
you damn near got knocked out by his shoulder.
Yeah. Joe Rogan up the joint like, yo, I think he's done. Like, his nose, he's busted open already. I think it's over. Then Connor unloads a couple punches. And then catches him with a head kick. When he catches him with the head kick, Cowboy stumbled. And Connor was on that ass. He was raining down haymakers on this nigga. Them left hands.
Saw that happen in like 40 seconds?
That happened in 40 seconds. He was raining down. The fight should have been stopped. Herb Dean, the referee, the black dude with the dreads, he gave Cowboy a chance. Like, yo, I'm going to let you go ahead. I'm going to let you try to do something. It was like maybe 5 seconds of Connor raining haymakers on him. He was like, all right, you're done. It's over. But it was over from the head kick. But the ref was giving Cowboy a chance. Like, yo, do something. Like,
they always give you a chance to defend yourself.
Yeah,
if you can protect yourself and they see you still trying to work, they'll let you go.
But it was over. It was over as soon as he caught him with that shoulder. Now, when he hit him with the shoulder again, it was he leaned down and then he jumped up into it. So it wasn't like just like regular shoulder shrugs when you in the clinch. Dude just wasn't ready for that shit. But 40 seconds later, you know, Connor up this joint talking about like he celebrate. I got to back up a little bit too. Before he got to his little, you know, his post-fight interview, when he knocked the nigga out, he rained it down haymakers on him. They stopped the fight. He comes back over to the nigga, grabs this nigga head, talking to him like, yo, it's cool, man. You know, I appreciate the fight. And kissed this nigga on the forehead. After you knock that nigga out, you kiss him on the forehead, bro.
He probably said, thank you for laying down for me. Because you took two shoulders.
But bro, you kissed the nigga on the forehead, though. Like, you knock a nigga out, then you kiss him on the forehead.
Like I said, he said, thank you for laying down for me. I'm gonna hit you off on my next payday, because that's what he came back for, to get another fight with somebody. Yeah, to get some more money.
Yeah, with the person he lost to last.
He ain't gonna win that.
But also, he hugged this nigga grandma or his mama or somebody. Some old ass lady was in the ring and he hugged her. It was one of those things where it made you feel like, damn, dog. Did this nigga lay down for? Like, these niggas up here hugging each other like they friends and shit. So, but I mean, I wouldn't say it was a waste of time. You know what you get into when you go to UFC fights. when you're looking at a UFC fight, you know it could end in 20, 30 seconds. You know it could end.
Yeah.
You know,
but the dude was specifically put in the ring for Conor to win.
I don't disagree with that.
So,
you know, I don't know who the boy was with the Versace robe on.
I didn't see, so I don't know.
Jorge something or another. He's ranked number 3 in the UFC in that division. I think they're in, what division is Conor in now?
I don't know.
The 170 weight?
I don't know.
I don't know what weight that is.
Welterweight, maybe?
Maybe welterweight.
Maybe. We don't know.
So. I don't know too much about the weight classes, people.
I don't really care about the weight classes.
You just want to see somebody get knocked the fuck out. But it was a good match.
I don't necessarily want to see somebody get knocked out. I just want to see a good fucking fight. Something longer than 40 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
Especially if you're paying for it, which I will never pay for it. If I had to pay for it, I'm not watching.
That's why we got the streams.
I'm just saying. Some people don't know about the streams.
Well, if you don't know about the streams, then you need to get on the streams. Hit us up in the group. We'll let you know what the streams is.
But you're not going to hit us up in the group, so you're not going to tell you about the streams. So.
You know, before we get into more, before we get into the game recaps, we're still waiting on Jason to call in.
Well, we don't have to. We can start with the other game, too.
Yeah, but we'll go to some other stuff here in football news. So, the New York Giants, have officially signed Jason Garrett as their offensive coordinator. It's official. He's on the team as their offensive coordinator. How do you think this is going to look?
Well, if his number one job is to give Saquon Barkley the ball, no, no, because he ain't give Zeke the ball.
he ain't give Zeke the ball.
Well, that was this year. He didn't give Zeke the ball this year.
I think that had more to do with Kellen Moore.
Possibly.
And Jerry Jones than it had to do with him. You know, but I don't understand the logic behind you paying a running back that amount of money. Guaranteeing him money.
Hey, it could be Jerry too telling him to set Dak up to fail, so I ain't got to pay him.
Could be,
you know, because Dak did want that money.
But Dak wasn't actually set up to fail. Like if we look at Dak's production, yeah, they was losing.
Yeah, he put up numbers.
Yeah, so
but his numbers did not amount to wins.
Yeah, his numbers ain't amount to wins, but you also that helped in contract negotiations though. When you say, these were my numbers, these numbers were comparable to this person, and this person, that didn't really set him up to fail when it comes to contract negotiation time.
Yeah,
but yeah, they could say he ain't getting no wins, but fucking Matthew Stafford and them won't getting wins, but they had them stats, and when they agents went to the table, they was like, these are the stats that my quarterback puts up, pay him accordingly.
It's different with Detroit. Because they ain't had nothing.
I know it's different with Detroit.
You know.
But, you know, whoever his agent is, whoever his contract, whoever negotiates contracts for him, they need to come to the table and get him his money because he put up the numbers in order to get that money.
Yeah, I believe if Dak wanted too much, Jerry would let him walk.
He probably would.
Jerry would let him walk.
He probably would. Which.
Jerry would call, be like, yo, Tom, I know you're a free agent. But you come to Dallas and win the title for me real quick. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know, it'll be interesting to see where they go with it.
Because you know, Belichick don't want Brady no more.
Yeah. Belichick ain't want Brady, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Antonio Brown back in the news again. You know, he, set up this motherfucker, cursing out police, let his kids get taken away. All on video. He had to post this shit on Instagram.
He posted it.
He posted
it. He took the video.
He took the video and posted it on Instagram. It was all him. Like, yo.
So you show yourself acting a fool and wilding out, showing the cops all calm and shit when they really would have fucked you up if you was a normal black person.
Yeah. You know, they let him slide. They gave him the benefit of the doubt. They let him slide. But he just let his kids get taken away just to keep her from taking a car. his baby moms, he gave her the cop. We all know he gave her the cop.
Yeah, because she had the goddamn keys.
She had the keys. She had the keys to the crib. We all know he gave her the cop because he gave her the cop, and he posted that on Instagram, too, when he gave her the goddamn car. He gifted her the car. I think it was I don't know what kind of gift it was, but it was a gift because he had the bow on the car, and he gave her the keys to the car. He videotaped that shit, too, and posted it on Instagram. Nigga, when you post shit online, it don't go nowhere. Stop trying to act like WWE creative and think we forget shit. We don't forget nothing. We seen it.
Yeah, they have seen it. Yeah. Everybody's seen it.
So, he calling her all sorts of names, cursing her out, degrading her, degrading the cops in front of his kids.
That's, to me, that's the worst part about it. You did it in front of your kids, man.
Yeah, in front of his kids.
Like, you shouldn't show shit. You shouldn't show your kids shit like that, man.
You know, all the while telling his kids he love them and shit. If you love me, Daddy, why the fuck am I getting in this cop car?
Because guess what? Your kids can go back and see that shit online when they're older. Like, this motherfucker's out his mind.
Yeah. But not just that. Word up. If you love me, Daddy, why the fuck am I getting in this cop car? Why are the cops taking me away if you love me?
You think he on that booger sugar?
I think he on something, too, yeah. I think he on that booger sugar. He might be on that. People saying it's the, you know, the CTE kicking in. It probably is. It's just something is completely wrong with this guy. None of this helps you get back in the league, bro.
He ain't getting back in the league. I think his career is done.
Yeah. None of this helps you get back
in the league. It's all his fault. He has nobody to blame but himself.
He doesn't. But he's still out here trying to make money. When you black and you're trying to make money, what do?
You make a rap album.
Well, I was going to give you three guesses, but you guessed guess right on the first try. You make a rap album. So, yes. Your boy, Antonio Brown, does have rap music out. I had no idea that this motherfucker rap.
Nobody probably knew. But when you got nothing but free time, because you only played one game this whole season.
Yeah. I had no idea this motherfucker rapped. I mean, it's trash.
You know, I'm sure it is.
It's trash, but, you know, he out here got the, you know, the $150,000, $200,000 videos.
That's not expensive.
It's not really expensive.
Well, for me it is, but to people who actually make real videos,
yeah,
you ain't lady have no real cash.
Yeah. I seen one of the videos, though, because I was like, let me check this joint out, see if the nigga can actually rap. We'll see what happens. Okay. I shouldn't have did that. I really shouldn't have did that.
Was it better than Cardi B?
Nah.
Nah, right?
Nah.
Damn, man. You're trash.
Why you gotta do Cardi B like that, man?
I'm just saying.
Cardi B won a Grammy for Best Rap Album, dog.
What's that mean? Grammys don't mean nothing to me. Snoop ain't got one.
Yeah, it don't mean nothing. Yeah. To certain people, it mean much. We have Jason calling in.
Yo, you there?
Yo, what up, yo?
What up, Jason?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
How good, we doing, man? Man, we was just talking about this Antonio Brown situation.
Oh, what happened now?
Oh, you didn't see?
Nah.
You didn't see? He posted a video on Instagram of him cursing out his baby mama, and he cursed out the cops.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, he's crazy.
Man. Yeah, he's out of his fucking mind. But yeah, we was just talking about that situation. And he's turned to rap now. He's a rapper now.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, he out there that. Putting out music.
Do y'all watch do y'all watch that show Cartel Crew?
Nah.
No.
On VH1?
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, he just started, I guess he's dating one of the girls from on there. She's pretty bad, too, bro.
Oh, okay, well, good for him. Because he's going to need some money.
Really bad. I ain't gonna say pretty bad. She really bad, but
yeah. Until he nut on her pillow.
Yeah, like I don't know.
He nut on her back.
Near him right now. Like, she's bugging.
Yeah, but you know, we was waiting. We talked about that. We was waiting for you to do the game recaps. We haven't done the first game yet. We're going to do the first game here. We had the Chiefs versus the Titans yesterday evening. Did you see that game?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Yeah. I cut it off probably about, like, when they went up, like, 2 touchdowns or something like that. So I was like, yeah, they can't. You know what I mean? Tennessee ain't built to come back from no deficits like that.
No.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, this is a wrap.
I thought it was a pretty solid game, though. Wasn't that bad. I mean, I looked at the Chiefs, though, I saw them, they shut down the number one rusher in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely did, man.
Well, that's how you beat the definitely Titans. Cause
yeah, man. You put him on Tannehill.
As much as I love Tannehill and I'm a fan of his because he's a former Dolphin, I know damn well when you get behind, Tannehill ain't coming back to beat you.
Nah, they need a big play on defense, like a pick six or scoop and score or something like that, man. Once they got behind, I was like, yeah. Then when they get behind, they can't run the ball anymore. That's the strength of their team.
Yeah,
I think they do need more help on the outside, though. They probably need another receiver.
I was readily impressed with A.J. Brown, though, the rookie wide receiver that was on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing this thing ever since Tannehill got there.
Delaney Walker, he missed the game, right? Or was he playing? He's not doing it.
Nah, he was out. He was hurt.
He was out, right? Yeah. Yeah, he's a solid tight end, too. They could have used him.
Yeah. The person that that really fucks up their whole team not doing shit is Corey Davis. We need to find out what happened to that guy.
That was a high draft pick, too, man. Looked like a bust.
Yeah, we need to find out what happened to him. Because,
yeah,
you know, he looked promising his first two years in the league. And then all of a sudden, we can't find this dude. He can't catch the ball. He ain't getting open on routes.
But they haven't had competent quarterback play for the past, until they put Taylor.
Yeah, because they've just had Mariota.
I don't care what nobody say. Mariota trash.
He is trash.
Yeah.
When you let Tannehill take your starting job, you know there's problems. Like I said, I love Tannehill, but I know goddamn well he shouldn't be taking nobody's job, especially if you a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
But on the Chiefs side of the ball, man, I think everybody looked good. Damian Williams, the running back, looked pretty good. He got him a score.
Tariq Hill. He was catching a lot of passes out the backfield, too.
Yeah. Tariq Hill looked good. What he had, 2 scores?
Yeah.
A rushing joint.
Yeah.
Well, they counted it as a passing reception because it's that little flick pass.
Yeah.
Little push pass. Yeah.
I still count that as a run. That's a rush to me, but.
Whatever. It's a touchdown.
Yeah, he got him 2 TDs on a day, you know. But it's just. Their offense is just so explosive. Them dudes can just score.
Because they got weapons everywhere. Like, Sammy Watkins caught a mean, deep ball. And no, you don't even mention his name. He hasn't caught a touchdown pass since week 1.
Yeah.
For real.
But he caught him a mean, deep ball. And the thing about them is the Titans dominated time of possession.
Yeah.
But because the Kansas City Chiefs can score in, like, 40 seconds, it doesn't matter.
I think every time they score it was under 2 minutes or less or something like that.
Yeah. They don't need to have the ball for a long period of time to go down and score on you.
For real. Like, when they got the ball right before the half, I knew they were scoring. With 2 timeouts, too, and I don't even think they used any.
Yeah. And that's
the problem with them.
Those Tennessee.
There's only really one way to beat that, man. You just gotta punk them niggas, man.
But those Tennessee DBs didn't want no parts of Patrick Mahomes. The Tennessee DBs didn't want no parts of Patrick Mahomes when he went down there to score that touchdown.
Yeah, I was surprised they went to a 3-man rush. I was surprised at that.
Yeah.
Because they thought for whatever reason they thought playing zone was gonna do something. Zone don't stop speed. You know, and they got speed everywhere. And then when you leave Kelce wide open across the middle, because he can find that hole in his zone.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a leaky pipe, man. You don't got enough fingers to plug all the holes, man.
For
you know
real, For real. We're gonna
sport it out somewhere.
Yeah, man. But
you just gotta pick your poison, man. I wanna see. Well, we'll get to that later.
I think the best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is how every quarterback loses. Fucking hit him and keep hitting him. Even if you got to hit him late, let him know you're there.
You got to do that. We got to do that 2007 Giants approach. We was just beating Brady up all game. Like, you got to be getting up off the ground a lot.
Yeah, keep hitting him. No quarterback likes to be getting... No,
better than I thought he could, though.
Nah, they was letting him run. They wasn't even pass rushing. Everybody else was covered, and with a 3-man rush, he's like, "Fuck it, man! I'm just gonna take off. Like, I ain't got nothing else to do."
Yeah, like that touchdown run, that was kind of sorry. I was like, "What are they doing?"
Not tackling.
I told you, man. They didn't want no parts of him. They did not want no parts of him. Those DBs did not want any parts of him. They tried a 3-man sandwich.
Soon as he looked like he wasn't going down, he's supposed to clean his clock, man.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, he's no longer a quarterback. He's running the ball. You can tee off on this motherfucker.
Yeah, and he wasn't trying to slide.
Nah, not on that run. Nah, he wasn't sliding. Man. He was trying to score. But they didn't, I don't know. I guess they're scared of him. I don't know.
You know, but that was a good win. It sends the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. Their second Super Bowl in, what, like 50 years or some shit?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Andy Reid going to his second Super Bowl.
Hopefully to lose.
Hey, man.
Yeah, hopefully to lose.
Speaking of that, that brings us to last night's game. The Packers versus your San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw in the group I posted up that the Packers did not look like they belonged in that game.
Nah. No surprise. A lot of people thought they was going to win.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Aaron Rodgers
ain't that bad man no more. He ain't been that bad man all year.
That was the only excuse. Oh, he's just going to find a way to get it done.
He ain't found a way all year. Their running game and defense did it all year. Aaron Rodgers ain't their shit.
Their defense wasn't that impressive to me, but...
The way they got smacked up so early in the season, I'm like, well, what's going to change? It's not like they got more players and we lost players. We actually got players back that didn't even play that game.
Yeah.
On defense. We didn't have Quan. We didn't have Quan or D4 when we played them, and we still smacked them around. So I don't know what was going to be so different this time. I don't know what people was thinking, but.
I don't know either.
I knew that was going to be a close game. Yeah, we should have put our hats on at halftime.
I mean, for real, you deserve to put your hats on at halftime.
Shit, you told me you was partying by halftime.
He should. He was up 28-0. What the fuck?
By the third quarter, I was smashed, bro.
They was up 28-0.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been partying, too. You ain't losing that game.
You can't say that.
I can't say that? Nah. A Kyle Shanahan coach football team going to lose a game up 28?
You can't say that.
Nah.
Four scores, bro. They got to four scores.
I'm just saying, we've seen shit happen.
We've seen shit happen to teams that ain't well coached. We see shit.
I'm just saying, man. When the Falcons blew that lead in the Super Bowl, you know.
But again, that team was not well coached.
They still got there.
They don't have the personnel to come back. That's why I'm worried. I'm like, these dudes didn't come back. They don't have the personnel.
Yeah, but not only that, you know, Jimmy G didn't have to throw the ball at all.
Word.
I don't know how many times y'all ran the football.
But we had 39 attempts with 3 kneel downs, so we had 42 rushes.
Sounds like a Ryan Tannehill game.
Hey, man.
They ought to change themselves.
Raheem Mostert, Colonel Mustard, was out that joint. Balling.
What do you have? 220 yards? Something like that?
Yeah, he got the second most rushing yards in a playoff game. I think something like that.
Yeah, 220 rushing yards.
4 touchdowns, I think it
four
was.
4 TDs. How Stephen A. said he was a man amongst boys out there.
Yeah, that was just a beat down, man. They just got beat up at the point. at the point of attack, bro. That's all that was.
I thought it.
My man George Kittle.
Yeah.
That dude be blocking, man. That dude can block. He's the best tight end to me. Like Kelce, nice. He's a nice route runner. He catches passes, but he can't block like that, man.
I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna call George Kittle the best tight end in the league.
I won't say he can't block like that. They don't tell him to block.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't want to run the ball.
Yeah, they don't want to run the ball.
Yeah. I'll give him that. I'll give him best tight end in the league. I do believe in. This is just me putting another name out there. If Hunter Henry was healthy the entire year, I could put him in consideration for best tight end in the league. He blocks, and he's a weapon out there. Nice. You know. But congratulations to your 49ers.
I thought you would have talked a lot more shit, man.
Nah, I'm gonna be humble. Like I told you yesterday.
Fuck all that. If my Dolphins was going to the Super Bowl, I'm talking hella shit. We gonna have a whole episode of me talking shit.
I told everybody what's gonna happen, man. It was sleeping the whole season, man. They always find a way to discount us. We beat the Saints. They'll lose to them in the playoffs. Smacked up the Packers. We beat all the top teams except for Baltimore. That's why I'm like, y'all keep sleeping. That's why last week I was kind of hoping Seattle won because I knew Seattle would be a better game.
Yeah, I wanted that.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, I wanted that, too. I wanted that NFC West. I'm out here, man. I'm rooting for y'all, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Because you know I'm a Rams fan. You know it's the NFC West. I call us the best division in football. And I want us to prove we the best division in football.
Yo, y'all are the best division in football. You really are.
You know?
No question, man. I agree with that 100%.
I think that the division is going to be even tougher next year. But I would love to see.
Arizona might have something over there, man.
But I would love to see you guys win that joint. The only thing about it is I've been doing it all season, man. I got to go against y'all again.
Yeah, that ain't nothing new,
bro. I got to stick to my guns. I got to go against y'all again. I'm deep down inside. I'm like, if it's an NFC West team that's Super Bowl champs, I'm happy about that. But I always got to go against y'all dudes because it's the hatred for the 49ers that made it. And I got to go against y'all.
I went against the 49ers twice this year.
And lost
both times. I ain't going against y'all. I'm with y'all. You know?
It's going to be tough. Chiefs versus 49ers. It's going to be a tough game. I think that's going to be tough for y'all.
Yeah. You definitely got the best matchup.
Yeah.
The best matchup, though.
And everybody knows defense wins championships. Will your defense step up to stop that phenomenal offense? Because they are phenomenal.
That is a phenomenal offense. Yeah. Now, we can't.
Usually in the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah. We cannot sleep on the Chiefs defense. Their defense has gotten a lot better. Terrell Suggs.
T-Sizzle.
And what's his guy named? Tyrann Mathieu. Those two guys coming over to that team changed that defense. It's not the same defense that used to get beat up on.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do, man. We're going to have to, all the games they lost, they got punked, man, except for the Titans game. That was a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
But you look at the Texans game. Let's see another game they lost. When they lost to the Colts, you know what I'm saying? Like they just punked them niggas in the trenches, man. That's what we gotta do.
But the key to
beat the niggas up, man.
The key to beating them again as well is on offense, you guys can't be going out this motherfucker trading field goals for touchdowns.
Nah, that's not gonna work.
You know. You're not gonna beat them if you can't score the football. If you ain't scoring, you ain't gonna beat them. Cause as good as your defense is, y'all ain't stopping them dudes.
Yeah, you're gonna give up points.
Yeah,
you're gonna give up points.
You know,
even on an off day, they still score 24.
Yeah,
and you can't forget about their special teams, man. They can break one at any point.
They be switching off dudes back there, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know whether Tyreek Hill going to be back there. You don't know whether Mecole Hardman going to be back there. Or they put the dude, Denard Robinson, back there. You have no idea which one of them going to be back there.
But I think Shanahan's going to have y'all prepared. I think y'all are going to win. I think y'all are going to win, man.
If you got to give it a score, what you think?
If I had, man.
If I had to give it a score,
33-28. Again, I really got no stake in this game. Like, on both sides, I want to see things happen. I want to see a magical season end because the 49ers, they put it all together. They had all those injuries last year. They came back. You see what they could do as talent on there. But Andy Reid ain't won them a championship. And I really want Andy Reid to get them a championship.
Yeah. You know, what's his name going to be heavily involved this week? Yeah. Mike Shanahan. You know. Heavily involved. They say he'd be breaking down tape and then he'd get with his son. And you know what I mean? They go over the shit together.
Hey, man, that's what you're supposed to do when you got a legendary father as a coach. You're supposed to do that.
He'd be stupid not to ask him his opinion.
Hell yeah. You know, but I think this is going to be a good Super Bowl. It's going to be a higher scoring Super Bowl than last year, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the first quarter.
In the first quarter. You know.
They ain't got nothing for Debo, though.
Yeah.
You going to watch the halftime show?
What's that?
You watching the halftime show?
Probably not.
I ain't watching
that show. Well, maybe J-Lo gonna be shaking it up, right? Yeah, I might have to watch that.
Shakira shake it better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just both of them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna watch that
one. You just go watch it for the ass shaking.
Now, during one of the games, though, they did talk about the day before they got the music festival. I think that's the shit that Jay-Z really put together, that music festival, because they got a lot of names on that joint.
Like who?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
They got a music festival, though. They got a music festival the day before. But I did want to ask you, man. I did want to ask you, because your boy, Ryan, what's your defensive coordinator name? Robert Saleh?
Yeah, Coach Saleh, yeah.
Okay, Coach Saleh, man. How did you feel about him not getting the Cleveland job?
Did he not get it or did he not take it?
No, he didn't get it. It was between him
I was happy about it from my own selfish reason, but he definitely deserved that. Because the guy they went with, he just got out-coached by him.
Yeah. Now, Kevin Stefanski. Now, they wanted Kevin Stefanski last year.
I did read that.
Because what they're in this analytical shit. They hired the same dude who did the analytics for the Angels and what was the other team in baseball? I forget.
I don't know motherfucking
those name. The teams that
the Oakland A's.
The Oakland A's, yeah, that's right. The Oakland A's. So he did the analytics for them and they brought him in to do analytics for the Cleveland Browns. And last year, he said that Kevin Stefanski would have gave them the best chance to win as a coach. So the only reason why they did go with Kevin Stefanski, because they wanted him last year, this time they was like, all right, we'll just go ahead on the roll with him.
Is he going to throw the ball to Odell?
I think he's going to throw the ball to Odell. I think he's going to throw the ball to Odell. But the other things that people was talking about was the fact that Kevin Stefanski couldn't really do his job that much, that they had to bring Gary Kubiak in to help him out. And that's why they were so successful this year as far as the offense was concerned for the Vikings. But I just wanted to know your take on whether or not, how'd you feel about him not getting the job, Robert Saleh, and do you think that he's going to get him a job in the near future?
Yeah, if they come out and have another year like last year, next year, he'll definitely like he'll get one of the openings next year, I would think.
You can't necessarily say that because
they lost in our game, man.
The Chiefs offensive coordinator, he deserves a head coaching job, and he's been there for a minute.
Yeah, ain't he a black dude?
Yeah Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, man.
And he's been a positional coach for a long time. He's done offensive coordinator jobs in college. I think he was an offensive coordinator for Colorado. You know, but he's only been a positional coach in the NFL until this past year, where he got the job because Matt Nagy got hired as a head coach. So,
didn't he get fired?
Who?
Matt Nagy got fired, right?
No, not from the Chicago Bears. He's still a coach.
They kept him on? Okay.
Yeah, we don't know why, but, you know.
No, they kept him on because it ain't his fault. It's Mr. Trubisky's fault. they looking to get a new quarterback. That's what they looking to do.
Yeah, man. It makes it even worse. They passed up two good quarterbacks, man.
Yeah.
They traded up. They traded up to get Trubisky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the killer right there, man.
Because they didn't want to get the black quarterback.
Mahomes is doing.
Yeah, they want to get the black quarterback.
They got a straight game manager after second pick in the draft. That's not good.
He's less than a game manager. If the lights ain't on, he ain't balling.
He only balls when y'all tell him that somebody else coming to take his position. When you tell, they should tell Mitchell Trubisky before every game, yo, your job's on the line. If you don't go out there and have a good game.
Be like, yo, I got Cam on the phone. You better stop playing.
Because every time they tell him that his job is on the line, he goes out and throw 5 TDs.
Yeah. Well, they need to bring in a quality backup to kind of push them, man.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I think they should.
Chase Daniels, right? He was really no threat.
But you wonder what? There's not a lot of good backups out there either.
Nah, there isn't, man.
You just need somebody that could come in and say, look, hey, this guy could take your job on any
Josh
given
Rosen's
day.
Available.
He could take your job on any given day.
I'm just saying Josh Rosen's available.
I don't think Josh Rosen's good enough to be able to challenge Mr. Trubisky.
I don't know, man. You never know.
You know. You need to bring
him.
He
didn't even get a fair shake in Miami.
Yeah, he did.
He can't read defenses, man.
He can't read the middle linebacker. He don't know who the Mike linebacker is.
He got a fair enough shake.
Yeah, that's the problem. You made it all the way to the NFL and don't know who the Mike linebacker is.
Yeah, that's a problem right there.
And Arizona didn't even know it. They didn't figure that out till he got to Miami.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's why he won't be back next year. We're drafting Tua, who I'm still not high on, but fuck it, I'll take him.
Yeah. And speaking of college football, man, of course we had the LSU Tigers get the championship. They won the championship. After the game, Odell Beckham was out that motherfucker passing out money. That is against NCAA violate. That's
and he knows it too.
No. But they tried to cover it up. They was like, oh, he was passing out fake money.
Yeah, he just walking around with Monopoly money.
He just passing out fake money. They was like, oh, it's fake money. Then the quarterback, Joe Burrow.
That's because Joe Burrow knows I'm the number one overall pick. I don't give a fuck. I'm out of here.
Yeah. He said, no, it won't fake money. It was real money. Like, why would he pass out fake money? That's stupid.
Like, you see these hundreds in my head? It's hell out of here.
Joe, you ain't supposed to be doing that, bro. Because the NCAA will vacate your championship. They will take your Heisman Trophy away from you.
All you had to say was like, he gave me 5 singles to go to McDonald's. Give me that 20 piece. You know? He gave me 5 singles to go to McDonald's and get that 20 piece. I'm hungry. That's all you had to say.
Nah, you could have just been like, he ain't give me no money. I don't know what the fuck y'all saw. Like, what was you looking at? All he did was dap me up.
Slapped the security guard or whatever he was on the butt.
He did slap the security guard on the butt. They did issue a warrant.
They issued a warrant for that.
Arrest. But then the security guard said he ain't gonna drop, he ain't gonna press charges. Why the fuck did you file charges in the first place, nigga?
Because he wanted to get his name out there so Odell would pay him to shut the fuck up.
Get out of here, man.
And I'm sure Odell paid him to shut the fuck up.
That was the pause moment of the year so far. You saw the way he sized him up before he did that? He's just looking at him.
I did see the video, though. He looked at that joint. You know how you do the little head tilt when you see a fat joint? Like, he did the head tilt. Then he cocked back and smacked that. He smacked this nigga ass like he was smacking a bitch's ass. Like,
word.
And then he bit his bottom lip at this.
Well, Odell looked like he a bottom lip biting nigga, you know? So,
yo, you don't bite your bottom lip after you smack a man's ass, bro. Like,
I always thought he had something in that tank.
Yo,
I don't care. I don't care about that video you had in France with the booger sugar and them two bitches. And them two bitches was fucking each other. Word, you was just in the bed eating pizza, nigga.
That was the pause moment of the year right there. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a pause moment, man.
Just the way he was just gazing at him. I was like, yo, what's up with this dude?
Shit, as soon as I seen the picture of this dude on a boat with nothing but men with their shirts off, I knew something was off with that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you prepare for a game in Lambo. You go to Miami.
For real. With a bunch of dudes with no shirts on. Like, okay. Yeah.
And then he went and played terrible to back it all up.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he can't catch with two hands anyway, so.
I swear up and down, man. I think that if Odell Beckham learned how to catch with two hands, he'd probably be the greatest receiver of all time.
He probably would.
If he learned to catch with two hands.
I can't put him. I'm just a Randy Moss guy, man. That's just me.
I feel you.
I ain't got nothing against Randy. I'm surprised you ain't say you're not a Jerry Rice guy. I mean, that's your guy, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's the truth, but the illest receiver I done seen from start to finish, because, you know what I mean, Jerry started when I was, like, real, real young, you know what I'm saying? But I seen Moss come into the league and tear it up as a rookie. I ain't never seen him. Like, I don't think we'll ever see a rookie receiver come in and tear shit up like that.
Yeah.
I think Megatron holds a case.
Megatron does hold a case.
People forgot about him because he retired early. They don't even talk about him no more.
Yeah, nah, they don't. They don't. Did you see that they left T.O. off that top 10 list of all-time receivers?
Of course they did.
Who'd they have up there? I don't remember who they had up there.
I don't know. I just saw them on Undisputed talking about it. I was like, you can't get to 10 before you...
You're one of the 10 people that watch Undisputed?
Yeah, I'm one of them. You don't fuck with Shannon Sharp, bro?
I mean, I can fuck with Shannon. I can't fuck with Skip, man.
Now, see, the thing about Skip is that's why Stephen A was a good match for him. That's why Shannon's a good match for him, because you got to have somebody that's going to call him out on his bullshit. And Shannon Sharp be doing that. Like, when he be talking all that hate and shit on LeBron and shit and all that, well, he just be hating for no reason.
He hates on everybody for no reason.
You want to ride Brady's nuts, you know what I'm saying?
And you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. He always do that shit with Brady. You never say nothing about Brady when he winning. But as soon as he start fucking up, it's the receiver's fault. It's this one's fault. That one's fault. But he don't never say none of that when they winning. Word. Nigga, those are the same niggas he was winning with.
He went like 2 years without saying Kawhi Leonard's name.
Yeah, now he got the jersey. Now he came in there with a jersey.
For real.
Like, Shattuck called them orthopedic shoes. Ain't nobody checking for no New Balances, man. What are you doing right now, man?
Wow. I can't find
your boy, though. That's your boy, Load Management, man.
That's
who?
Nah, that's your boy.
I'm a Bulls fan. We don't load manage.
Oh, nah.
Nah. We play till the wheels fall off. And the wheels do fall off.
This nigga's trash, though.
I know what it is,
what's
man.
What's up with them taking 2 point guards back to back years?
Because one is better than the other.
Yeah, now you got 2 point guards, little point guards. So they both small guards. It's not like one of them can play the two because one's like 6'5" or something. They both like 6'2", 6'1".
Well, Zach LaVine to play the two.
Yeah, so why would you draft 2 point guards? Why would you draft another point guard?
Because one is obviously better than the other. Wasn't Chris Dunn a Dookie or something?
Yeah, they didn't draft
Chris Dunn.
Oh, yeah, we got him in the trade. We got Chris Dunn in the trade. So they obviously didn't want him. He was a throw-in.
Yeah, they was just trying to get Zach LaVine. He was just a throw-in.
Yeah, that makes sense. They didn't want it. That was just a throw-in. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, you work with the roster you got.
Yeah.
Now, also in the news this week, motherfucker's been doing interviews. The women's boxer, Clarissa Shields, calls herself the greatest woman of all time.
Greatest? What do you mean, greatest woman of all time?
The greatest woman boxer of all time.
That's a woman boxer.
Yeah, that's what she calls herself.
Because you said the greatest woman.
Yeah, but that's what she calls herself. She calls herself the quote, the greatest woman of all time. The greatest box. She's in the boxing. She calls herself the greatest woman of all time in the boxing arena.
Okay, well, Layla Ali is old and retired, so well,
Layla Ali says she want that smoke, dog. She says she'll get in the ring with her. She says she'll knock her out.
Hey, take that shit.
Now, she was asking for if she could get at least $2 million for the fight.
Who?
Layla Ali says she only wants $2 million for the fight. If she can get $2 million, because you know women's boxing, I don't guess they pay that much. But she was like, if she can get $2 million for the fight,
women in general don't get paid that much, and it's a crime.
But what I was thinking, yo, these two women get together to make a fight happen. I think they can get more than $2 million for the fight. She can get more than $2 million for the fight. She just got to showcase that she in shape.
Especially if they put a nice card together, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
like a double main event type shit with the men fighting the main event or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it all comes down to pay-per-view numbers. That's how they get their bread.
Right. I think people would want to see that shit. I think people would want to see it. Now, people talk about the girl Clarissa, like her professional record. As it stands, as professional fights, she's 10-0.
That's it?
Really? That's it?
That's with her professional fights. What I found out is that shit doesn't count all the fights that she's had in the two Olympics, because she's participated in the two Olympics. She's also participated in two World Cups, and she participated in the Pan America Cup. So she's participated in five cups, and she's won the gold in each of them.
Yeah, but not all fighters fight in those shits.
Well, the Olympics, it's the best fighters in the world. Yeah, in the World Cup, it's the best fighters in the world. So you'd have four. The Pan America.
Well, I don't know how the women do. I'm just going by the men. Yeah. They don't do that shit.
Yeah, but for women though, in women's boxing, you got to do that in order to get seen. So it's the best women in the world fighting in those joints. And she won gold in all of them. Now, in each of them, you got to do qualifiers and then you got to go through the brackets. So she's won at least another 20 matches that doesn't count towards her, like, total, her professional record for some reason. I don't know why the fuck that doesn't count towards her professional record, but whatever.
Okay, well, you know, maybe she got favorable matchups, too. Matchups make fights.
Well, all of her matches.
Don't they have like age requirements in the Olympics?
Yeah. Now, all of her matches have basically been title matches. The bitch got 9 belts. She's won titles over all three weight divisions. Mm. So she ain't no slouch, but she don't knock people out. And that's the knock against her is that she doesn't knock people out.
So Floyd don't knock nobody out either.
Yeah. But she's only had, I think, two knockouts in the 10 bouts there.
Okay, Floyd's had one knockout the last 15 years.
You know, versus...
A suspect knockout.
Yeah, a sucker punch knockout.
You know, so, but that's the knock against her versus Leila Ali, who has the sixth overall knockout percentage as a career fighter. She's number six on the list. At 88% of her fights, she knocked the motherfucker out. It's five other people that's higher than that, and they're all male. She's the highest female with the best knockout percentage.
Okay.
How old is she?
Leila Ali is 41 years old.
I was about to say, like, she's up there for a woman boxer.
Yeah, she's 41
And she ain't been in the ring in forever.
How old is the other girl we're talking about?
The other girl is... 26.
So she's got speed on Leila. And
bless you on that.
Yeah. Mm.
26, I believe. Did I get that right?
I'd watch it. I'll tell you that. I'd pay to watch that shit.
I'd watch it. I wouldn't pay for it.
Nah.
I don't pay to watch nothing.
Get that joint on the fire stick, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, gotta get that joint on the fire. Yeah. But Leila Ali's last fight was in 2007. That's when her last fight was. 2007, 13 years
ago.
That's
a long time. That's a long time to step back in the ring.
Well, the thing about Leila Ali is that she's been doing interviews all week.
Yeah, yo, just because you're in shape don't mean you in ring shape.
She says she been training. She always trains. She never stopped training.
Yeah, but you stopped getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a big difference.
You know, so.
That's a long layoff.
That is a long layoff. But, you know, I think they could make that happen and get paid lots of money for that fight.
Yeah, I'm sure they could, but if it happened. If I'm Leila, I wouldn't do it.
She said she wouldn't lose, dog. If she agreed to it, she said she wouldn't lose. She'll train hard. She'll be ready.
If I'm Leila, I wouldn't do it. Obviously, she's not going to go through what her pops went through.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we all know what her father went through getting into the ring after his time.
Yeah.
You ain't been in the ring in 13 years. 13 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So,
that's a long time.
You know. But they both been popping smoke back forth to each other for the last week or so. So who knows? We might see that down the road.
I mean, I hope not to see it just for her sake.
Yeah.
Like, whether she wins or loses still, you know, it's to me, it's a health thing. You know, you ain't been in the ring in 13 years.
You know,
if you don't knock her out in the first round, you getting your ass full. Word up.
I don't think she can knock her out in the first round.
I'm just saying.
The girl bigger than her. Like, she got weight on her. Like, the girl bigger than her, man. Clarissa Shields, she got a little bit more weight on her. You know, plus she 26 years old and actively
basically
fighting.
Basically, bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah, and actively fighting.
It's not a win situation.
Yeah. But if we could have got both of them in their prime, that'd have been a great match.
Oh, in their prime, there ain't no doubt. I got Leila on that.
You ain't even see an old girl
fight. I don't even care.
Y'all ain't even see an old girl fight.
I see Leila fight in her prime.
I've seen them both. That's why I say you ain't even see an old girl fight.
It don't even matter.
I think it'll be a good matchup.
It don't even matter.
I don't got Leila just beating her just flat out. Like, this girl could move.
I'm not saying Leila will knock her out, but I say Leila, she getting that dub.
Hey, man, I don't know.
I'm not going to say she's going
to. I think it's tough. I think it's tough. If you go and you actually look at both, I looked at all 10 of her little fights. It was brief because women's, they was like each of them was like okay, 25 minutes.
She obviously didn't fight anybody of the caliber of Layla.
She fought all champions though.
Nobody the caliber of Layla in her prime.
Of course not. You ain't fight a cap. Layla Ali, the greatest woman boxer of all time now.
Well, like, that's what we're comparing it to.
But we're talking about
two people in their prime.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You can say the same thing about Floyd. You can say he ain't fight such and such when they was in their prime.
Floyd fought everybody in his prime, though.
But in his prime. But he ain't fight them in their prime. He ain't fight everybody he fought in their prime. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he beat some people, but when you look at his body of work and you look at his fights, you can say, all right, his style, he could last against somebody of the caliber of a Sugar Ray in their prime and shit. That'll be a good fight if they was both in their prime.
Can't do that, though.
I know you
don't work like that, man.
This shit don't actually work like that, but I'm just saying, like, if you looking at their styles and you looking at how he defend, how he lay his punches on, you're like, he could go out there and he could fight anybody and it'll be a good fight. He ain't gonna just get his ass beat.
He need to bring Knockout Kings back, man, so he can stream.
Yeah. Man, anything else been going on in sports, man?
Nah, not really, man.
No, I ain't been
over the basketball now.
Basketball is hard to keep up on, especially for this podcast, because too much happens within the week. Because I did try for 1 week, and I was like, no. And I got 2 days into it. I'm like, I ain't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, like, I work nights, so I don't see none of the games.
Yeah,
bro.
Me too.
The only thing I got here in news is that Chandler Parsons was hit by a drunk driver and could potentially have career-ending injuries.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like,
yeah.
Stop driving drunk, people. Like, stop it.
Nah, man. Unfortunately, it ain't never going to stop, man.
With all these fucking ride sharing services out here, the Ubers, the Lyfts, like, you could call somebody, man. You don't gotta get behind the wheel of that cop. Like,
yeah, you endangering other people, man.
And the worst part about it too is other people seeing that person drunk and letting him get behind the wheel.
Yeah,
like, take them motherfucking keys.
Yeah, call an Uber for him, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna take me in the morning, man.
Sure enough.
For real. Cause I know bartenders, they ain't gonna let you go home drunk like that if you're driving. They'll take your keys from you.
Yeah.
But it's the friends. Yeah. You know? Friends gotta see that shit too.
Yeah, that's real. That's real, man.
I forgot, man. Who's your basketball team?
Those guys are not very good, man.
What?
It doesn't matter if they're good. I'm a Bulls fan. My team ain't good.
Who's your team?
The Hawks of Atlanta.
The Hawks. Okay. They're not that bad, man. You got something to look forward to.
Yeah, man. You got Trae Young to watch. Even if they bad, you got something to watch.
Yeah, they got a lot of good young teachers. But
yes, you have. You got yet. Young talent. You know? What you need is you need a coach that'll help that young talent. And he's currently in the booth chilling. He's currently in the booth chilling because for whatever reason, nobody wants to get this man a job.
Are you talking about Mark Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea, actually.
No, it wouldn't.
DeAndre Hunter's not bad either. John Collins is a pretty good player.
And then you already got that old vet in the locker room that'll help you, and Vince Young. I mean, Vince Young. Excuse me, Vince Carter. God damn.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Cam Reddish, she's a little off and on. I hope he pans out, though.
I think he'll pan out.
Nice, he a dookie, man. Man. I don't know.
Here you go again.
He a dookie, man. I don't know. He ain't want that smoke when Zion was hurt. So I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna have a Zion sighting this weekend, huh? Or this week.
Yeah, he's coming back because he, you know, sleeping on the bench and shit.
Yeah, good for his fat ass. Like, whatever, nigga. Hope he in shape.
Yeah,
he looked like he put on weight too.
He did put on weight because he ain't doing nothing. You know, he gonna be the next supposedly good player to get hurt, and he's already hurt. He gonna get hurt again because you're fat.
Yeah, to teach him how to walk and run. Like, wow.
He in New Orleans with the worst fucking training staff in the league.
They changed their training staff because they keep getting reports about them being the worst, so they had to fire everybody and start over. They fired everybody and started over, man.
I believe it when I see it. You drafted a hurt player. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
He was hurt?
Yeah,
he was hurt when they drafted him.
I thought he was just fat. Like, I thought he was just out of shape.
Remember, he blew his knee out when he blew his sneaker out against my Tar Heels.
Hey, yeah, that was crazy.
My Louisville Cardinals beat them Dukies this past week, though.
Yes, you did.
Sure enough.
Yes, you did. And them Dukies lost to another unranked team earlier in the week before that.
Hey,
I can't even talk, man, because my Tar Heels, they shit in the bed. We under 500.
You know what, though, man? The ACC is tough.
Yeah.
Like, we tough out there. So, we'll see what happens in the 20.
What's the dude's name? Hershey Miller's team beat LeBron's team, beat Bronny's team, like a couple weeks ago, maybe?
Oh. Damn. I ain't see that, yeah. But they got D-Wade's son on that team, too. Like...
Yeah, but they say Master P son's a beast.
Yeah.
I don't follow high school.
6'3" point guard. They say he's the truth.
Yeah.
He's in the top. He's like in the top 50 or something.
That's
like
okay.
That.
I don't follow high school. I don't even care. Talk to me when you playing against grown men, when you balling. I'd rather talk about LaMelo than talk about them, too, because LaMelo's out there balling in Greece or wherever the fuck against grown-ass men.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Knicks need him.
Knicks need everything. Shit.
Yeah. Everything.
But, yeah, we going to wrap.
That might not be a bad spot for him.
But we got to wrap this up, man. We got to do another episode before we get out of here.
All right, now. Appreciate y'all, man, as always.
But definitely, you're going to have to come back on a joint if your boys win the Super Bowl.
Especially if your boys. But I want you on win or lose. Win or lose.
Yeah, win or lose, I'll come back on, man.
All right. So we'll see you then.
We're going to win, though.
I hope so.
But we're going to win.
All right.
Big.
All right, man. Take it easy.
34-13, man.
Got it.
Whoa. Okay. You gonna hold him to 13?
Yeah, man. Wow.
All right,
bro.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Now, as always, man, we appreciate Jason being on the podcast. You got anything else for the people?
Nah, man, hit that Facebook group up.
Y'all, we appreciate you guys listening. This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
Again, thank you to Jason. I'm Antoine Wax Slicker, and we out.
We out.